Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey, I'm so excited to share that the Wedding Planning Blueprint course is now available, and it is the planning resource that you've been waiting for. Hosted on a new platform, the course will step you through the stages of wedding planning, helping to uncover the questions you didn't even know you had yet. The downloadable video and audio lessons are meant to give you a similar experience to sitting down with a professional planner, guiding you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to structured and confident in what comes next. And unlike the familiar binders and books that you can find on Amazon, this course is interactive and always growing. By purchasing the course today, you'll have lifetime access to all of the updates and additional content, which happens on a monthly basis. So if you're struggling to keep your head above water with your wedding plans, head over to planningcollective.com now and get instant access to the wedding planning resource you need. Now, let's get back to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. I'm mixing things up a bit with today's episode, and I'm going to share a conversation I had on IG Live with Mika Vanderhayden with Band-Aid Events Group. They specialize in up-leveling weddings and events by incorporating audio-visual components. This includes lighting features, specialty dance floors, and those fun indoor sparklers that can be set to go off during your grand entrance or maybe a first dance. We discuss different types of event lighting and the difference it can make in the event design. We also talk about the hiring or booking process for your lighting vendor and why it doesn't have to be as intimidating as it might feel at first. Make sure to check out all their amazing products at bandaid.com. That's BANDAYD.com and Band-Aid Events Group on Instagram. Again, that's Band-Aid, BANDAYD Events Group.
Okay. There you are. I was like, we have to make this work. I don't know if it was just trying to find the different account because you guys have so many, but I figured I'd just grab you here while I have you because I know you have, we're in between selfie room appointments, right?
It's insane. Look at how cute you are with your backdrop. I'm like a lighting company with the most boring wall.
Well, let me tell you, it has to be adjusted every 5 minutes because of the kittens jumping and knocking things over, but thank you so much for joining me here. It's so good to see your face. I know you're all over the selfies on your Instagram, but I appreciate you taking some time to chat here. Now, I know that Band-Aid does your parent company, because you've got a lot of other side things that we'll get to, but the main company is so diverse in what you guys do. And, you know, most of what we'll see posting that you're at, like, behind the scenes at Lions games and doing all this crazy stuff for massive events. But I want to, of course, pick your brain a little bit about how you guys can up-level weddings and make things really just unique and different. So I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about Band-Aid and what you guys do, and then we can get into the wedding piece of it.
Absolutely. So Band-Aid Events Group, we are a live production event company. We specialize in lighting. I say dance floors. It's a dance floor. Special effects, AV, staging, trussing. So I always kind of say, like, we're the fun sparkle, we're the fun add-ons, where it takes your wedding from white linens and white walls and Meyer lighting to a production. Mm-hmm. Walked into Broadway. We just walked into your special day. Why not make it about you and make it a complete show? Our favorite clients are the ones that are like, I want to walk in. I want this couple to walk in here, my bridal party to walk in here.
Yeah.
Highlight them with lights all throughout the space. So yeah, like you did say, we are the special effects company, the Detroit Lions, the Detroit Pistons, Michigan State football. We do different things around town, out of town. We're kind of all over, except for last year we were.
yeah, that's kind of the up-leveling of events last year was a little bit tricky, but hopefully this year we will we'll start to see things coming together. But even, you know, one of the things, like you had said, you can kind of take things to a different level in making it a production, whether it's the entire event or just an awesome entrance or an awesome backdrop for a ceremony, and really taking a space and converting it. And one of the trends that we're seeing with wedding counts having to be smaller is that gives couples flexibility with their budget. So maybe they can make it a little bit more, I don't want to say over the top, but a little bit more dramatic in what they're able to do versus, you know, doing something for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. So hopefully we'll see that trend this year with maybe smaller guest counts, but keeping things interesting.
Absolutely. We did a smaller wedding outdoors in the couple's parents' backyard. It was tented. We flew a circle truss and a florist covered it with flowers. Well, what people didn't had fireworks hidden in the box. So when the couple went to have their first dance, in the middle of this gorgeous floral hoop, sparklers started falling down.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a fun surprise for guests. It makes for amazing pictures.
Yeah.
I'm all about experience, memories down the road. When you look at your picture, wedding day pictures 30 years from now, you want to remember, that was cool. We did that.
Yeah.
Not everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, their cake was delicious. Come at Erin.
She'll have an opportunity to come at you tomorrow. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's like everything comes back to the priorities for a wedding. And so some couples really don't, you know, they just want it to be simple and not anything too unique or whatever. But then there's others that really just want something different that they don't see at every wedding. And that's what I think, like, generally speaking, right, any involvement you guys have in a wedding is going to give you that kind of feel.
Absolutely. I mean, we have the crazy, fun, uplifting, like, let's make it different than the last wedding I went to. But I think that the simplicity of just lighting goes so far. When you walked into a wedding and you see that it's beautiful, but you almost feel like warmth,
yeah,
happiness to be there, that is lighting. That is not just one form of lighting. There might be four or five different forms of lighting in that space.
Yeah.
My biggest thing with clients, if you are spending money on floral, your flowers will be in the dark the second the sun is down.
Yep.
Spotting is the way to go. It gives that beautiful color to the center of your table, mm-hmm, that your flowers can be enjoyed for the whole night.
Yeah. And that's, so for those that might not be familiar with it, the pin spotting is coming from the ceiling. And how do you guys just work with your venues then and figuring,
absolutely,
that piece of it out? Yeah. So I think a lot of times people are overwhelmed, especially couples that aren't in either an industry or their work, they don't have a history of doing, you know, larger scale events. They're intimidated by thinking about things like lighting or trusses or fireworks because it's so out of the norm of everyday life for most of us.
Right.
And so it can be really intimidating. So how did you come up with that? I'm imagining the designer came up with like the circle truss that you explained with the sparklers coming down. But how do you start that process if somebody comes in and says, you know, I'd want something different?
Oh, I
don't know what.
My brain goes from A to Z within seconds. And then they're, okay, Mika, let's reel it in. This,
yeah.
But we love having that opportunity to be creative, not, yeah, only with us, but hey, let's bring in the floral team. Hey, let's bring in this. Let's work together as a team. Mm-hmm. In events, that's something that people forget. We are a team. We have the same goal. We,
yeah,
want your event perfect.
Yeah.
Let's all work together and figure out, okay, you're the tent company, you're the staging company, you know, let's all work together. So when the couple comes in and their guests come in, they're just mind blown.
Yeah. We had
a client a couple years ago. They wanted their client's cake to come down from the ceiling where that couple can cut the cake and then it'd go back and it would hide it. So we love that. We like, yeah, to challenge. If you call, I'm so mean, but if you call me, I want four lights, I'm going to say, you know, unfortunately, I'm not the best fit for you.
Yeah.
Send you to the person who would be the best fit for,
yeah,
you. it's your special day. If it's your first wedding or your seventh wedding, I mean, it's still a special day. Let's do it up.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's awesome. And it sounds very similar to what a lot of florists say in that, like, yeah, they can take that picture from Pinterest and put together a centerpiece or a bouquet that looks like that or is similar to it. But when they have clients that come in and say, you know, this is the feel we want, these are the colors, have at it, work your magic. This is what you know how to do. And you guys can be really creative. And I would imagine in what you do too, that allows you to think about like, ooh, what are the fun toys and things that we don't have clients that are risking the trust or whatever it might be for us to be able to do it and be able to pull off something that's different and unique there. So
there's some, sorry to cut you off. Just kind of when you said unique, you take a standard seating part when you walk into a wedding.
Yeah.
Well, let's throw a video wall there and decorate it with flowers as the border and people can see their name. But out of nowhere, the couple comes up and says, it's now interactive from the second your client or your guests get to the venue.
Yeah.
They're already feeling the love of you guys and they haven't walked through the door yet.
Yeah.
You know, any of that stuff, it can be so custom to the person, to the theme, to the venue. We love that.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite, I don't know if I even want to call them trends, but favorite things that might be coming up? That was a perfect, Erin's here. So you got to watch what you're saying now. She was coming for you, Erin.
Hi, Erin.
Coming for you in your wedding cake.
Sparklers in your cakes, Erin. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, we did that. We'll talk about it tomorrow, Erin. We got to talk about that anniversary. It was an anniversary birthday cake that we did, and it was a windmill, and she works magic. She works magic. So, I mean, yeah. So what do you think are some like trends that you see coming up, whether it is, you know, something to do with like the smaller events or something, maybe not even a trend, because I know you guys aren't like, let's hop on the trend bandwagon. Right. You're more like, let's create the trend. What are some things that you can't wait to do?
So, I mean, when it does come to trends, I do see more minimal, I don't know if that's the word I want, but like instead of massive, insane centerpieces, let's keep it, you know, elegant, simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then people want the fireworks. They want to have low-lying fog for their guests to cool off. Or, hey, bride and groom, or groom and groom, bride and bride, let's grab the custom CO2 handgun that has your new last names on it. Let's shoot your dancers and your guests so they can cool off because it's 95 degrees outside. And
okay, wait. You have to slow down and tell me what you're talking about. Because what I heard was, let's give you guns and shoot them at the dance floor.
Yeah. So, concerts and whatnot, they have things called CO2 jets. So they're big of white smoke, but they cool you off.
Okay.
So we have a gun form of this where couples love, and I love, because nothing's better than a dressed up couple shooting their guests in the face while they're sweating and dancing with white plumes of smoke.
Crazy. You have to send me videos of those and I'll share them.
I will.
That's nuts. How do you guys find this stuff?
When the world is a little normal, Steve is my husband. We do go to different conventions around the world. We kind of see the new. So, you know, we kind of see things that come out right as they are, or they're about to roll out. And then it's fun because we start to see them in our area too. Later after
So you get to decide if it's something you want to bring to the market as like the first ones.
Well, are big into education and getting our people to where they need to be. Let's see the new. When we go, I'm very much the, yeah, I can sell this. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I want to use that. Where he's more of the, well, this would be safe. And I'm like, that's boring.
The practical looking at the numbers kind of thing. Yeah.
That's why we work so well together.
Because, yeah.
I want
that's going to be so fun to see all the new stuff.
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah, you have to send me. I can't even imagine. Like, just, oh, that's crazy. So I know you guys work on a lot of, like I said, a lot of different events and you know, collaborations with different teams and all of that. But what is your favorite part about working with weddings you know, as opposed to the corporate kind of stuff?
The excitement of the people.
Yeah.
The pure excitement. Seeing, yeah, we talk. So when we discuss lighting or tech or whatnot, I explain it as if I'm talking to a friend. I'm not going to throw analogy out there that is so confusing because I don't like being spoken to like that. I mean, I'm in the industry and people will talk to me about that and I say, slow down.
Yeah.
You're saying color, but you're giving me numbers. Like, let's, you know.
What's normal conversation or terms for us is not necessarily something everybody's going to be familiar with.
Right, exactly. So I do enjoy, you know, we personally take a lot of weddings through planners or venues, us, but when we do have that one client that wants to make it a whole production and they see their crazy idea of their dove wanting to fly through the Palace of Versailles before they even come out, and I get to see them waiting to have their grand with this dove flying through the Palace of Versailles, and they just look at me and they're like, how? It's like, okay, my job's done. Like,
that little thing. We did that little thing.
In 3 weeks, like, great.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That has to be so much fun to have. I mean, because when people come to you, they, like you said, you're not the ones that are going to do, like, just a couple of uplights or, you know, something really low-key. Like, you have people that want to do the production. And right. So that has to be a lot of fun to be creative. And for those of you who don't follow, we're on her personal account now, but she's got all of her other accounts and connections in the profile. So make sure to check them out and see examples of some of those things. And I think a lot of couples don't understand the impact that lighting can have on a room. And so looking at the pictures that they'll see, I mean, any picture a venue is going to put up for advertising, it's going to have uplighting, it's going to have, you know, already enhanced things like that. So taking a look at your venue, like you said, you spend all this money on flowers and decor, and then it's dark as soon as, you know, people come into the room. So that does make a big impact in seeing, like, before and after shots with lighting.
Lighting is everything, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I love going to I love kind of explaining the different things. I will physically show you more. The other thing is we are a lighting company. So I don't have packages. Oh, you can add this on 20 more uplights for this much.
Yeah.
Each venue is so different.
Mm-hmm.
I am so heartbroken when people come back and say, oh, well, somebody said that only 20 would be enough. And it's like, I would easily put 8 here. You know, like I try to explain, I'm just not going to call you and tell you a number and say, good luck, figure it out. Mm-hmm. Talk through it. Let me explain why. And I think that's important in this industry because, like you did say, couples get so overwhelmed. Do I want this shibari or this chair? Do I want this? Mm-hmm. Or do I want that? Where it's to a point where they're just like, I want to be done.
Yeah. And just keeping track of everything too, you know, and what was the difference between one versus the other and all of that. So yeah, it can be hard to like keep an eye out because those kinds of things, it is hard to picture what is 20 uplights versus 85. Like, what does that really look in a room and how does that make a huge difference, you know, in what that design is. So yeah, coming to you and like you said, the education process has got to be huge.
And I'm all for it. Like, even if you're not looking for uplights or lighting, but you want to talk, I love knowledge because it's like more people know and they understand and they're not going to go somewhere else and get taken advantage of. That's the thing.
Well, and I think lighting too is one of the things that is so hard to, like, you see it in most pictures, like it's there, but you don't see it in the same way that you can pick it out and be like, oh, I like that color linen, or those are the kind of flowers I like. It's harder to, like, you might know, yes, there is some lighting in here, but what is it? And how do I figure out what that effect is? And how do I bring it into the wedding? And then what's needed in the space and all of that. So I think,
that's when you call me.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I can't even, like, once you start talking about, like, trusses and, you know, outlets, I'm like,
I'm out.
No, I know the person, I connect you with the person, right. But I don't know how to do any of that stuff. But yeah, that's where you get the experts to come in and do it.
We'll handle all that. We are very close with so many venues and send us specs and they'll send us where the outlets are and the power, and we'll handle. We are doing special effects in cities. Some of them require permits. We'll all of that. So it's just another thing to take off somebody's shoulders. Like, we don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. Do you, so will you do, I know you have all kinds of like sparkler displays, not like spark, but like sparkler displays. Do you do like firework displays as well? Like,
yes.
I don't know how you would distinguish it, like off the ground kind of stuff.
We do like close proximity. So what you would see at like the lines and whatnot, which means that people can be closer to them. So we don't do the big barge in the Detroit River on 4th of July. Yeah. Goes forever. What we do, it's easier to think up. So when you go to Disney World and the music hits and Tinkerbell goes and you want that specific one to go off at that moment,
yeah,
or close proximity. So if somebody has a song that they want to dance to or end the night with, and key parts of the song, we want a splay of, you know, red and then white and whatnot. So it's more customizable to a song or to a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the photos I shared, I grabbed a couple on the dance floor with the sparklers right on the ground. And those are safe to be like right there and putting your hand right next to it or right next to a guest or whatnot. So those can really add a huge touch. We've done them with like the entrance of couples coming into a room, and it can really make a big impact.
And we have one that shoots downwards as well. So they're different, same technology, but they are more of a rainfall.
Oh, that's going to be really cool. An entrance or first dance or something like that. Yeah. So what's one thing, I think we probably already touched on it, but what's one thing that you would want all couples to know about? Sorry, the screen keeps going like dark every like minute or so. So I just have to pause it. What's one thing that you would want couples to know, whether it's probably before they come to a company like you, or as they're thinking about lighting, like what's the biggest thing you would want couples to know about?
Well, first and foremost, I don't want them to be scared of lighting. I don't want to assume that, oh, wow, I'm going to drop a stupid amount of money on this. I want them to know that it's feasible. It's going to transform your space. Mm-hmm.
It makes a huge impact.
Huge. Mm-hmm. The simplicity of uplights and pit spots alone, in my opinion, can change it. Your lighting for your dance floor, even. You don't want your house. That's going to be the difference of dancing at Meyer versus dancing at the club.
It's
all a feeling. People, the second they come in and a room is dimmed with romantic lighting and whatnot, it's a feeling that people are almost a comfort.
Yeah. And it warms up a space.
I hate bright light. Like, I'm in my fluorescence here and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it is. And it's a balance too, because most people don't like, they don't want to be out on a dance floor when it's like fully lit. And so that's why we find, you know, most couples will want the lights dimmed after dinner service. But then you're just dancing in the dark and you don't see anything. So it can make a huge impact. And I think the big thing too is for couples, you don't have to know what questions or what you want when you go into the first appointment. You know, I would imagine most couples don't know exactly what they want to like describe it to you. They just kind of know the feeling, and then you guys help them with working out what the details are.
I always tell my couples, bring me those pictures that you found on Pinterest and have had saved for 20 years already. Bring me those pictures. Yes. Show me things that, you know, you want to feel when you walk into your wedding, like the vibes that you like, because from that, I can help them. Okay, well, this will help with that. This will bring this feeling in. Like you said, so no, I don't need them to know anything specifically. Bring me the pictures. Bring me the feeling that you want to feel. They always say events are all hitting all of them. And I think with lighting, you can hit a lot of them quickly. Obviously not smell, but we do have scent machines.
Yes. You can't have that. Yeah, you can hit all of them, right?
I will try, Kate.
It's like every vendor has that like dream thing of like, oh, I can't wait till I have clients that I can do this. And you want to have the smell machines around. I remember I was at one conference where they were customizing perfumes or something like that for an event and never heard of that again. But it really does. I mean, even bringing that sense into it would make a big difference too. You know, smell has so much to do with it. But
I mean, if I smell any of my lighting fixtures, we're probably in trouble. So smell out of it.
Well, it's like, I think all event planners know the smell of burning hydrangeas too. You know, that's like, oh, wedding day.
Yep.
The centerpieces are too close to those candles. So I know you have an appointment here. You've got to hop off, but I wanted to, if you can share really quick, tell me about these selfie rooms or the selfie shop. Tell me about it. It looks so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've seen museums all over the country where people can go and they're fun props and whatnot. And I'm a very creative person. I think Steve and I quarantined at home for about a week until I said, no one is at the warehouse. In the warehouse, I need to do something. I need to get my hands dirty.
Yeah.
I heard too many creative people say their creativity totally left them in 2020. So I said to him, I said, let's try it. I mean, our warehouse is sitting there. Nothing's going in. Nothing's coming out.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we can be creative. We can build something. We can have fun.
So did you have all those props and everything already? It was just things that you had had for the most part?
We got a lot of them from a company, and then a lot of other rooms we actually incorporated lighting or special effects that we already had. So it's not just going to be a bubblegum wall or phone wall. It's going to be a cool light room or 4-foot fans that change colors. So we try to incorporate, you know, well, we already have it collecting dust. Let's use it.
Yeah.
It just takes it up a little more, and now they're like, wow, I feel like I'm in a music video or whatnot.
Yeah.
So we have 14, as of right now, we're finishing up a few more, 14 decorated rooms or backdrops.
Okay.
One has its own ring light with a tripod to hold your phone.
Okay.
Not to say you can bring your own camera and whatnot. When you book with us, you get the whole space. So you get all 14 rooms for yourself to keep everything safe. No one else will be in the space except for your party and then two staffers.
Oh, so they don't have to pick a specific room beforehand or?
Nope. They get the whole shop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The whole shop. So they can spend their whole time in one room or they can run through all of them. But it's so fun. I love being around people again, but yeah. Seeing the creativity, the different poses in all the TikTok dances. I am here.
I want to come and do it, but I know I'll just end up being like, it'll just be me, like the Bernie, like just me in a chair in each one of the like different settings and be like,
we'll flicker you up before.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I would definitely need lots of wine before doing something like that, well, but it would be fun. I love the pictures in there. And so for those who don't know yet, again, go to Mika's profile and then you'll see the links for it, but the photos are so cool. And so you can, so most people are using their own phones for it, but then you can either bring in somebody you guys recommend or like bring in an actual professional photographer too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our preferred photographer, Mike. He's up for hire and he's amazing. So most of the pictures on there are from him. Mm-hmm. Just super easy, quick around, but a lot of people just take it on their phone too and they're TikToks. They're like perfect TikTok backgrounds that I'm learning a lot about.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I've successfully avoided, you know, other than, you know, looking at some things that are trending, but yeah, it looks, I mean, it's so smart. It looks like a lot of fun. And I don't, have you had couples do engagement photos there yet?
I've had one. We've had a few couples that came and celebrated their anniversary.
Oh, that's fun.
Take pictures together and, you know, stuff like that. It's like we've had 2-year-olds up to 62-year-olds.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see how different age groups utilize the space and how they interact. And I mean, coming from an event world, like, well, let me show you how to pose. Let me do this. But they're like, you know, people are blown away. They're like, oh, I was scared to ask you to take a group photo of us. No, let me interact with you.
Please. Somebody talk to me.
As long as you feel comfortable. I mean, we're completely masked up. We do take temperature checks at the door. There's hand sanitizer.
Well, it's such a big space, too. That, oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are really doing it right.
square foot shop. So yeah, it's a big space. But the biggest thing is it's your group. So it's your family. It's people you live with or you dance with or whatnot. So no other strangers
will share this. People in your bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun. I'll have to come. I'll have to make an appointment.
Well, you just let me know. I'd love to have you.
It would be a lot of fun. Aaron's asking, how big are the rooms?
They're different sizes. So we have some that are 8 by 10 feet. We have ones that are just 6 foot backdrops. So each room is a little different size. Aaron will just have to come out, maybe a heart shaped cake on Valentine's Day or something that we can share with
people. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that'd be a great spot to have like just the perfect cake right in the center of one of those rooms for a feature picture or something like that. So very smart, and I'm glad it's keeping you guys busy. And
Thank you.
Sure it'll be something that'll stick around even once things get up and moving again.
I hope so. I mean, I think selfies and pictures are gonna die out anytime soon.
No, well, and it's such a creative way to get some different shots too. Like that's what I'm thinking. Even you know, professional shots, like you don't want that stuffy, the only thing I can actually like the sit and pose kind of thing, but like you want something fun that shows a little bit more personality.
Exactly.
I think it's perfect for that.
We had a lady, I think she does like book reviews, and she brought her books there and used all the rooms as almost like a backdrop, just
really
create a different look. It's something different, something fun to post on social.
Oh, that's so smart.
See,
it's really smart.
We'll get you. We'll get you. Room going, and then we'll get Kate going.
Ooh, now I am in. Yeah, everyone, we'll get some of her chocolate bombs in there, and we'll be
perfect. You
know. Oh my gosh, I wish, like, Esther, I'm like, oh, we need to do one of those. I can't wait until we can do like networking events. Like, how much fun would it be to have like a NACE meeting there or something like that? You know,
blast.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mika. I know you have another appointment coming in. I really appreciate your time here. And then you have a whole nother side project that you've been working on. Maybe we'll talk about that later on in a different life. Just to get that out there.
With all these hobbies.
I know. Yeah, it was easy to like get started with a bunch of stuff when like, what else are you going to do? But
Right. Now
that things are, you know, at least the process of events and, you know, the behind the scenes stuff is starting to pick up again, which is good. It's going to get crazy.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful day and stay warm because it's absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I know. Shoveling is on the list for today, but I will put it off as long as possible.
The sun's out, it might not.
I know. It's so deceiving. All right. Thank you so much, Mika.
Ew.
I will see you in one of those rooms soon.
Yes. I can't wait to have you.
Talk
to you
soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. I'm mixing things up a bit with today's episode, and I'm going to share a conversation I had on IG Live with Mika Vanderhayden with Band Aid Events Group. They specialize in up-leveling weddings and events by incorporating audio-visual components. This includes lighting features, specialty dance floors, and those fun indoor sparklers that can be set to go off during your grand entrance or maybe a first dance. We discuss different types of event lighting and the difference it can make in the event design. We also talk about the hiring or booking process for your lighting vendor and why it doesn't have to be as intimidating as it might feel at first. Make sure to check out all their amazing products at bandaid.com. That's BAND-AYD.com. And Band Aid Events Group on Instagram. Again, that's Band Aid, BANDAYD Events Group. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. I hope you found it very helpful. If you're looking for more wedding planning resources and support, please head over to please head over to planningcollective.com and follow along at Planning Collectively on Instagram. What wedding planning topics would you like to hear more about? What wedding planning topics would you like to hear more about on future podcast episodes? Share your thoughts on the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.